love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
You keep hearing about all these car shortages, but some people just need to get cars right now. What do you do in that situation? Brian Moody is executive editor at Auto Trader. I know, Brian, for me, my lease is coming up next month. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, there's this limit on cars. Is this, like, real? You're not able to get the cars that you want at this point?
It is real, but it might not be quite as bad as people would think. Most likely what's going to happen is if you have a specific car in mind, you might not get all of those things. You might have to be compromised. You'll still get something that you want or that's good for you, but you might not be able to get the exact thing. And since you mentioned leases being up, one of the best ways around that is look into buying the car that you've already been leasing. That's usually a good way to go right now because the price was set years ago when you started the lease.
Yeah. Brian, question. Here's the thing. I think there's probably two types of people, right? Those that go to the showroom floor or the parking lot or whatever, walk around until they see something that catches their eye. And then there's others that are very particular. And when we're talking about a new vehicle purchase, some people, I mean, what do you think the percentage is of people who don't care? They'll go in, they see something with basic options that they want, it checks the boxes and I'll take this. Whereas there's others that are like, you know what, this is a significant investment. I'm going to hold out for the one that I really, really, you know, feels like me and unique.
I think that there's, I mean, as far as the percentages, I think most people are on the side of, hey, this is a significant purchase and I want to make sure that I get what I want. So I think what the situation that we're in is not necessarily that your wants change, but just what's available changes. So you have to adapt to that.
And have you noticed, are there any certain car brands that are having harder times than others getting inventory?
Well, there's a couple of brands I can tell you that have relatively low inventory right now. Doesn't mean that you won't find the car that you want. It just means that they don't have an abundance of cars, you know, to choose from. Some of those include Toyota, Mini, Kia, and brands like Mercedes-Benz and Range Rover, Land Rover.
Talking about the chip shortage specifically and hearing about how plants are shutting down, I mean, I know our vehicles are smarter than ever, but what is the chance that we just bring back stupid cars? Like, what what if we brought back cars that have, you know, no brain whatsoever, right? And no catalytic converters, no emissions, any of that stuff. Can I get, like, a 68 Camaro brand new tomorrow with, you know, like 396 horsepower? Would that solve this problem? Because I'm here for that.
So there's a couple things to think of. Your idea is not terrible. I've had this idea for the longest time that automakers should come up with a new car that doesn't have many of those features, and they call it the Luddite Special. It has crank-down windows.
I love it.
It has an AM radio. It has vinyl floor mats. I don't know if that would sell or not. However, in some of those things that you mentioned, some of them are mandated safety features. So you cannot get a car without a catalytic converter. Yeah, you could go find an older car. That doesn't really apply to those types of cars unless you're talking about something really special, like maybe a Camaro or a T-Bird or something like that.
And one last question, and then I'll let you go. And you can say no if the answer is just no. It's fine. Is there any deals right now to get on a car if you need a car?
So here's the thing. Yes, you can find deals. There are really great lease deals, and there are some incentives. Here's the thing to keep in mind. The more popular type of car that you get, meaning the body style or the make and the model, the less likely you are to get a deal. So, for example, if you're going to go out and buy a brand new pickup or full size or small SUV, you probably aren't going to get a deal. That's what everybody wants. Mm-hmm. Same with minivans. Minivans are in low supply.
Brian Moody, executive editor at Auto Trader. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.